Shout hallelujah wherever you are. Pastor Rich welcomes you to Prophetic Declarations Hour. This is your set time for alignment, for realignment, and for divine establishment. Today, destinies shall be corrected, purposes shall be revealed, and lives shall be rooted in God's eternal counsel.
Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice in it. This is tape 100926. Amen. Welcome to Prophetic Declarations Hour. This is your moment of prayer, your moment of counseling, your moment of restoration and prophetic declarations. Wherever you are listening from, open your heart. Let word of God search your heart. Let the Holy Spirit bring healing where there has been pain, correction where there has been error, and freedom where the enemy has established a foothold. Today, we are dealing with the little foxes. And today we specialize on the little fox of envy. And I declare over your life, every little fox hiding in your heart, destroying your peace and hindering your progress shall be exposed and removed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Once more, today's focus is on the little fox of envy. And the scripture focus is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 14 and verse 30. And I read, "A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy, the rottenness of the bone." Amen. Quickly, I want us to have some reflections over today's title and the scripture focus. Beloved, envy is a dangerous little fox because it can grow quietly inside the heart. Envy makes another person's blessing look like your own disadvantage. Someone receives a testimony, and instead of rejoicing, something inside you becomes uncomfortable. Someone is promoted, and you begin to wonder why it was not you. Someone succeeds, and instead of celebrating them, you begin searching for reasons to minimize the achievement. Someone is blessed in the area where you have been praying for years, and suddenly you begin questioning whether God remembers you. That is how the little fox of envy operates. It changes the way you see people. It changes the way you see yourself. And if allowed to continue, it can even change the way you see God. Envy says, "Why them? Why not me? What do they have that I don't have? I have been waiting longer than they have." But today, I want you to hear this clearly. Another person's testimony is not the evidence of God's rejection of you. Their promotion does not cancel your destiny. Their success does not reduce your value. Their open door does not mean that your own door has been permanently closed. God has a unique timetable for your life. You must learn to trust God's process. Do not compare your chapter 1 with somebody else's chapter 10. Do not compare your preparation season with another person's harvest season. Do not allow another person's blessing to make you despise what God has already placed in your hands. There is something God has given you. There is an assignment connected to your life. There are gifts inside you. There is purpose for your existence. Your responsibility is not to become another person. Your responsibility is to become everything God has ordained you to become. Beloved, you can celebrate another person's success and still believe God for your own. You can admire somebody's achievement without feeling inferior. You can learn from another person's excellence without becoming jealous. You can rejoice when another person is promoted without believing that you have been forgotten. God is not running out of blessings. There is enough grace for your journey. There is enough mercy for your process. There is enough provision for your assignment. There is enough power to bring His purpose for your life to pass. So today, I challenge you. Stop looking sideways. Stop measuring your life against everybody around you. Stop monitoring other people's lives while neglecting your own assignment. Look unto Jesus. Work on yourself. Develop your gifts. Improve your character. Grow in wisdom. Stay faithful. And trust God's timing. If envy has entered your heart through disappointment, through delayed expectations, through insecurity, rejection, comparison, or past wounds, let the Holy Spirit heal you today. Because Proverbs says, a sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. We are dealing with the little fox today. The little fox of envy must die. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Now, wherever you are, receive these declarations by faith. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that every root of envy in your heart is uprooted today. Every spirit of jealousy, come out. Every unhealthy comparison, break now. Every bitterness caused by delayed expectations, be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Every insecurity that makes you feel inferior when others succeed, be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare that your heart shall be sound, your mind shall be sound, your emotions shall be sound, your relationships shall be sound. You will not be destroyed by envy. You will not become bitter while waiting for your betterment. You will not lose your peace because somebody else has received a testimony in the name of Jesus. You will not abandon your assignment because another person's journey appears faster than yours. I decree and I declare over you that you will celebrate others without losing your own joy. In the name of Jesus, you will rejoice with those who rejoice. You will honor people without feeling threatened by them. You will learn from successful people without becoming jealous of them. You will grow without becoming bitter. You will advance without pulling others down. You will rise by the grace of God. Every spirit of unhealthy competition working against your relationships, be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every hidden resentment in your heart, be purged by the power of the Holy Spirit. Every wound that has produced jealousy, receive healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Every disappointment that has made you question God's goodness, receive restoration. I declare that you will no longer be distracted by what God is doing in another person's life. Your eyes are coming back to your assignment. Your strength is coming back. Your confidence is coming back. Your gratitude is coming back. Your joy is coming back. Your peace is coming back. In the name of Jesus, you shall fulfill your God-given assignment. You shall develop your gifts. You shall walk in your own defined pathway. You shall enter your own season of celebration. In the mighty name of Jesus, what God has ordained for you shall not be stolen by comparison. What God has prepared for you shall not be cancelled by delay. What God has promised you shall come to pass in His appointed time. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I declare over you, you will not die comparing yourself with others. You will live to fulfill your destiny. You will not become bitter. You will become better. You will not be controlled by envy. You will be controlled by the love of Christ. You will not be destroyed by comparison. You will be established in purpose in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord give you a sound heart. May the Lord give you wisdom to know your season. May the Lord give you grace to celebrate others. May the Lord give you strength to develop what He has placed in your hands. in the mighty name of Jesus. And may your own testimony become your undeniable, become so big, so massive, to become undeniable, that others will celebrate what God has done in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Quickly, I want somebody to listen to this counseling insight. I want you to listen carefully. Envy is often a symptom of an unhealed comparison wound. When you constantly compare yourself with others, you can gradually lose appreciation for your own journey. You begin to celebrate people publicly while resenting them privately. You may smile with them outwardly while struggling with their success inwardly. That is not the life that God wants you to live. Beloved, another person's success does not make you a failure. I want to repeat that one. Another person's success does not make you a failure. You don't have to pull someone down to rise. You don't have to criticize another person's blessing to validate your own life. You don't have to compete with everybody. There are people you should learn from, people you should celebrate, people you should honor. There are people whose testimony should strengthen your faith. Your question should no longer be, why do they have it and I don't? Ask instead, Lord, what should I be doing with what you have placed in my hands? That question can change your life. Stop competing where God never asks you to compete. Stop envying what God has not assigned to you. Stop despising your own journey because someone else's journey appears faster. Your time is in God's hand. Hear me again. Your time is in God's hand. Your assignment is in God's hand. Your future is in God's hand. Therefore, I want you to trust Him for everything. And I pray that God will give you the grace to embrace what I've just counseled you this day in the name of Jesus Christ. In closing, I want you to remember, this has been Prophetic Declarations Hour, offer the people from Praying Scriptures and Counseling Devotional. Remember, deal with the little folks before they destroy your harvest. Do not allow envy to poison your heart. Trust God's timing. Stay faithful to your assignment. Celebrate others. And keep walking with Jesus. I declare your heart is healed, your peace is restored, your purpose is preserved, and your testimony shall speak in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Please remember to help me to share this tape with as many people as possible. As you are sharing them, God will keep on blessing you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And in case you need to get in touch with me, get me on +234 9022 352 952. Amen. And for everyone in support of our ministry and the work that we are doing on a daily basis, may the Lord Almighty Father continue to bless you beyond measure. Everywhere you turn to, you will turn into favor. God will raise people to help you in the name of Jesus Christ. People that know God, they don't beg men. God only compels men to help them. God will compel men to help you round about in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Until we meet again, keep praying, keep believing, keep trusting God, and keep walking in His word, where God's word heals daily. God bless you richly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Shalom.